Welcome to the Miracle Hotline podcast. I'm Dino Pandolfo. Miracles are woven into the fabric of our lives, touching each of us in profound ways. Whether you've prayed for one desperately or found yourself in awe of an unexpected blessing, miracles leave an indelible mark. This podcast offers a platform for you to share your miracle stories, igniting hope and belief in others who may be facing challenging times. Join us as we delve into the realm of miracles, featuring firsthand testimonies, insightful interviews, and captivating investigations into the most remarkable stories. Share your miracle by leaving a message or texting a voice memo to 412-446-0330 or visiting miraclehotline.com. Your story could be featured on the show. Don't miss out. Subscribe to the Miracle Hotline podcast to catch every inspiring episode. In this installment, we continue the captivating story introduced in our previous episode. Lou from Long Island shared an extraordinary account involving his friends Anthony and Barbara Fuina, whose lives intersected profoundly with Padre Pio. Lou recounted the remarkable encounter when Anthony picked up a hitchhiker and it turned out to be Padre Pio. Today, we delve deeper into this intriguing narrative as I speak with Barbara Fuina, Anthony's wife, who carries forward the mission they began following that miraculous encounter in 1997.
My name is Barbara Fuina.
Yeah, I got your name from Lou from Long Island, and I interviewed him last episode, and he had a really great miracle, but he talked about you a lot, that you had a big influence on him, and that was the first part of his miracle was that you healed a guy named Thomas, or you didn't heal him, but you prayed for him, and Padre Pio and God healed him. So, and he told us about your husband, how he experienced a miracle with Padre Pio. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, my husband had a problem. He had a tumor in his colon, and he had gone to the doctor, and it was too large to take out. And the doctor took half out since he couldn't take the whole thing out to collapse his colon. And then he he's waiting for the biopsy report, and he got a call that this was not cancer, but he had to remove the other part of his tumor in his colon. Mm-hmm. And he did, the doctor did go in and go to remove it, and it was gone.
Oh, wow.
And then he had an occurrence 3 years later where he had esophageal stomach and aortic cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he had gone through treatments, yes. And he went through his treatment, and after all his treatments, the cancer was gone, didn't need surgery, and everything was fine.
So these healings that he had, I mean, you attribute it to his meeting Padre Pio. So it's really weird. Like, the story is that he picked up a hitchhiker, which normally in today's times, people don't pick up hitchhikers. I mean, had your husband ever picked up a hitchhiker before?
No, he hadn't. And his man dressed in very unusual garb.
Yeah.
You know, like a white baker's uniform with a beard. And he was standing on the corner. And he waited for his car. There was a third car waiting for a light. And he waited for his car.
Yeah.
And he got in the car, and he felt immediately a presence of somebody there.
Was he like
God, I guess.
Did he have his thumb out like a regular hitchhiker? Or like, why did your husband pick him up? I mean, that's weird.
I don't know why he picked him up, because he came down to his car. He was the third car waiting for a light. And
right.
He came down to his car and asked him for a lift. So my husband picked him up and gave him to a lift, even though he had another appointment he was on his way to. And he picked him up, and he asked him where he was going.
Yeah.
And he told him he was going to Maria Regina Church, which is in my area.
Yeah.
And then he told him that he had a problem, and would he care if he prayed over him? And he did.
Right.
And he put his hand on the bend of his colon at the time.
Yeah.
And he prayed in a biblical voice, and yeah. he didn't know what he was saying, and he was very taken over by it because he felt electricity going through his body, and he knew this man was very special.
Yeah. And then he didn't realize it was Padre Pio for a long time.
Three years later, he found out because my daughter, Stacy, had gone to a prayer group to pray for him when he got the esophageal cancer. And she went to a prayer group as directed by one of her coworkers, and they gave her a picture, not even a prayer card, a picture of Padre Pio. And when she brought that home to my husband, she recognized him as the man he had picked up.
Wow. So he had no idea who it was at
the
time.
No, he had no idea. He never heard of Padre Pio, and he just was astounded because he insisted that that was the man he picked up.
Wow. That's amazing. So after the man he picked up, he put his hands on him, said a prayer. So he knew something like special was happening, and it was like...
Definitely.
So it was miraculous the way, because I read the story, like when they went in, it was like totally gone.
Well, yes, it was really gone. You know, we went to the city to confirm that the treatments did work, but it wasn't the treatments that worked. It was the Lord that healed him that worked.
Now, Lou said that the car that he picked up Padre Pio in is now... a place you can go to.
It's a beautiful, beautiful place. It's up at Rosa Mystica at Edmiston, New York. And we go there every year for Padre Pio's feast day. And they have a big celebration there. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
It's on the top of a mountain.
Wow.
And it's on Angel Hill Road. Funny to be on Angel Hill Road. But it's on Angel Hill Road in Edmiston, New York.
So how
and many
did
many miracles have happened in the car?
So how did that happen? That because I've been to shrines, you know, where there's statues and in a church and there's kneelers, but I've never seen a car that you can go into. It's kind of like a little weird, or like a phone booth, you know, like I don't know, like how did that come about that they said, oh, we want that car, or how did that all happen?
Well, to tell you the truth, we were deciding what we were going to do with the car, because the car was old. And
what kind of car was it?
It was a 76 Acura Legend.
Okay.
So we didn't know what we were going to do with it. We didn't want to leave it on the driveway because we knew it was special, because the car actually in the back seat where Padre Pio sat in the front, the back of the seat filled up with water. And it kept filling up with water, and we brought it to the gas station. I have a testimony in regard to that from the gas station.
So where would it fill up with water?
The water was in the back of the seat on the floor, and the interior is all velour, beige velour, so there were no water marks or anything, but we brought it to the gas station, and he thought that maybe rain was getting in somewhere, but he took apart the whole car. There was no water marks. As I say, it was beige velour, so you would see in the water marks that there were water coming in.
Yeah.
And he couldn't understand it, so he took the plug out from underneath the car, and he says, oh, you won't have any problem with it now. So we took the car home, and it wasn't raining or anything. The next day, the water was back in the car.
Wow.
So I was using the water, you know, we were using the water for holy water, and that's what we...
Had your husband passed on at this time? Like, when did
my husband's only gone 6 years now.
Okay. So when did that water start coming in?
He was still alive.
Okay.
At the time.
So that's weird. So you thought this is very unusual that this water just keeps appearing. And you thought it's because of Padre Pio was in the car and performed that miracle at that time.
Well, we didn't know what was wrong. We thought maybe the water was getting in the car, but we took the car back home, and they took the plug out of the underneath of the car.
Yeah.
And he says, "Oh, don't worry, you won't have any problem with it." And the next morning, the water was back in the back of the car.
Wow.
However, now at Rosa Mystica, where the car is, it's not. There's no water going.
It's not
into
doing
the car.
That now.
No.
So you knew it was special. It was a special car because of that water thing. So then, so then what happened after that?
So we had friends. We had friends that had a ministry. They build a lot of churches and World War countries, and they're the ones that bought the property at, up at Rosa Mystica.
Yeah.
And they're very generous people, and we were very friends with her, friendly with her, and she had a house up north here, and we would go there for, they had special guest speakers there, and we would go mm-hmm. there. My husband spoke there a few times, and then we didn't know, you know, we didn't want to leave the car on the driveway because nobody would see it.
Right.
So we offered her the car, and she wanted the car, and she sent somebody, Angel Hill Towing, sorry, I mean, this is crazy, Angel Hill Towing to come and pick up the car. So
yeah.
they picked up the car this day, and they asked if the car would drive up on the truck. So we went to pick up, put the car, he says, yes, it'll drive up on the truck. So he put it up on the lift and got it onto the truck. And we opened the doors, and there was water in it. And the
yeah.
this is very, you know, very strange, too, because the fellow that picked up the car from Angel Hill Towing, we asked him, would you like to bless yourself in the holy water?
Yeah.
Because at the time, we felt that that was holy water.
Right.
He picked up, he took his left glove off, and he went to bless himself. And I said to him, no, I said, bless yourself with the right hand. And he took his glove off on his right hand, and he had a prosthesis on his right hand.
Oh.
And he blessed himself with the glove.
Yeah.
And then he took it up to, you know, Angel Hill Road, and that's the history of the car.
So it's there now. You can go and visit
it. It's there now. You can go and visit. You can go sit in it. Many miracles have happened in the car. Rosary beads have turned gold. Not gold, gold. But
yeah.
gold changed color from the silver links to the gold links.
Wow.
And many miracles have been happening. Many healings have been taking place. And if we know that God through the, he performs the healings.
Yeah. So do you have to go during certain times, or is there like a line, or how do you just plan a visit there?
Well, they have conferences. Look up Rosa Mystica of America.
Okay.
And it's the most beautiful place that you would ever want to see. It's on top of a hill, you're on the top of a mountain.
Yeah.
Very spiritual place. And they have conferences there. I think they'll start in May. And every year for Padre Pio's feast day, which is the 23rd of September, that weekend, we go up there. I speak sometimes. We,
yeah.
you know, we go up there, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place. It's on top of a mountain. Your one hand reaches to the heavens, and you feel like you are in heaven. It's
wow.
beautiful.
That's so cool.
Everybody should really go there at least once and experience
yeah.
this. The grounds are beautiful. Everything is beautiful.
Yeah.
They have log cabins where you could rent. And you go there on a time when there is a. Where are you from?
I'm from Pittsburgh, and I'm in Toronto right now.
Oh, we had a lot of people from Pennsylvania coming
yeah.
in on the bus to come there. You
yeah.
know?
Well, that sounds cool. So you can do a pilgrimage there. You can do a retreat. You can stay over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's
yes.
cool.
Yes. Yes. Well, you go at a time where they have something going on. I think they'll start probably in May.
Okay.
You know, because they're really close, restricted for the winter months. And whoever they have as a speaker, guest speaker from all over the world, whoever comes there to speak, I know we'll be going up there in September.
Yeah.
You know, my family. And whatever we partake in. I mean, a couple of times I spoke, my daughter spoke.
Yeah.
You know, and it was really a very spiritual weekend.
Wow. Yeah, so this podcast is about miracles, because my theory is that everybody has miracles happening in their life. You just have to kind of open your eyes and say, well, this wasn't just a coincidence or something very lucky.
This was a God incident.
Yeah, like God helps us and all the time, or through the intercession of our relatives. Because my parents passed, and after they passed, all kinds of great things started happening for me, like really weird things that were really great. So I thought, oh, maybe they're helping me out a little bit, which I think they are. But so you believe in miracles, and you've experienced a lot of them now, and you're still working and praying for people, and miracles are happening. So can you tell us about some that have happened, you know, recently?
Well, I pray, we pray over a lot of people, mm-hmm. you know, and we hope that, you know, what they're praying for, or that we're praying for, because God answers our prayers in different ways.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of people have, you know, don't really respond to it after. So I don't really know until I meet them someday and they say, oh, you remember when?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But,
right.
You know, I pray over a lot of people, and I hope that, you know, I am helping them, even mm-hmm. if it's physical, spiritual, or emotional healing, however they need to be healed.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's what I do. As far as people coming to me and documenting it right now, I can't say that, you yeah. know, they are really, but I know that people are being helped
yeah.
through whatever I have to say and yeah. my prayers.
Right.
And I just want to, you know, continue and give glory and honor to God.
Lou said something about this water at the church that he uses.
Oh, there was water in the pot, yes.
Right.
There was water filling up in the pot at the church. And, you know, the maintenance man kept saying that, oh, it's the sprinkler system, but the water wasn't coming out.
Yeah.
So one day we turned the pot over to see, you know, if there's a drainage hole in there, and we stuck our finger in there, and there was a drainage hole.
Yeah.
And our hands were filled with gold dust.
Oh, wow.
And we wiped our hands on a towel, which I have. Now, my house had gone on fire last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm still unpacking, trying to unpack boxes and things like that.
Yeah.
But I did save that towel. Hopefully in one day I'll find that towel, because there was gold dust
wow.
all over the towel. And the water was there all the time, and then, I don't know, somehow they put the they put dirt in the pots and things like that, and mm-hmm. After the new pastor came in, they filled the pots with the dirt and things like that, and that was the end of the water.
Oh. Yeah, and Lou said he's still getting the water from there, because he just waits for it to rain.
I gave him some water.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't get the water from the rain. You get the water from where the source was.
Yeah.
It's not really from the rain.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So you get the water from where the source was, and it was coming up to the pot like a percolator.
Oh.
So, I mean, you know, water has a tendency to drain into the soil.
Yeah.
So there was no way that was a sprinkler system or anything, because it would have drained out. It had a hole in the bottom of the pot.
Oh, it was coming
up. Drain, and it didn't drain.
Oh, wow. That's
so that was another miracle.
Right.
And a lot of people had their rosaries turn gold with my husband praying over them when he had the prayer group there at Maria Regina Church.
Yeah. And you're still are you still in the prayer group there, or?
No, because I go to work on Saturday, and I can't participate in that.
Yeah.
Because I do work, I have to.
I'm not going to say your age, but you're past the age of most people working. I mean, do you work because you want to?
I'm 86 years old. I'm 86 years old, and I'm spreading God's word. I'm evangelizing wherever I go.
So is that your...
So God has put me there. I work in a hair salon.
Oh, okay.
And I wash hair, and I'm there all day.
Yeah.
Standing on my feet, and God has enabled me to do this because I feel that people today need evangelization.
Yeah.
They need to know about God with this world and the situation that is today.
Mm-hmm.
That we certainly need God in our lives, because the devil is certainly prodding among us.
Yeah. So you're washing hair, but while you're doing that, you're evangelizing. Because I know in the hair salons, that's where a lot of talking and gossiping goes on, right?
Well, that's why I'm there. God has put me there for that reason. I've been working with my same girls for 40 years. So, you know, for me, that's a mental health day, and
yeah.
I do help a lot of people.
So while they're getting their hair washed, you're talking and you're...
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I bring the church bulletins in every week
yeah.
so that they know what's going on and keep God alive in their hearts.
Yeah.
No, I get a lot of calls that I, you know, to pray over people, and I do. I have, I have a ministry now. I'm continuing what we did together.
Yeah.
And I guess this is what I'm supposed to do. I mean, I ask God all the time, whatever He wants of me, I'm here.
Yeah.
And, you know, He's certainly using me because I do have a lot of appointments.
Yeah.
And I pray over a lot of people.
Yeah. And that's funny because you're using the water to wash people's hair. It's like kind of like a baptism in a way, right?
Well, I guess if you want to associate it, I never thought of that. Thought of it that way. And, you know, rain is cleansing. Because I always say every time my husband would speak somewhere, I mean, my husband spoke all over the world.
Yeah.
And we traveled all over.
After his miracles, then that prompted him to speak and evangelize all over the world. And I guess he shared his miracle story with everyone.
Well, I'll tell you, I never, you know, my husband would never speak in public, but God gave him the gift. I'm telling you, it was just unbelievable, the transformation in his life at the time.
Yeah.
When this experience happened to him, he was transformed into an evangelical.
Yeah.
Evangelical.
Right. And he was not like that before.
No. No. I mean, we went to Mass every Sunday, of course. And holidays when we had to. Never went to daily Mass. Then we started going to daily Mass. And, you know, I'm a lector, I'm a Eucharistic minister and usher in my church. Yeah. And I'm very active in my church.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll keep going on.
Now, do you ever get any messages or do you communicate with your husband? His name was Tony or Anthony?
Yes, I do. Yes, Anthony. I do.
Yeah.
I do. And I know he's always around me and he is protecting me. I had a couple of incidents here where I am because, as I said, I had a fire in my house.
Yeah.
And I had to move into, you know, a town, senior citizens housing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a couple of experiences here where I shouldn't be here. Even in the fire that I had in my house, I shouldn't be here. Because if it were a different time, I would have perished in the fire.
Oh. So,
and also here, I had a gas leak.
Yeah.
That I didn't even realize. I didn't smell it. I didn't do anything. And I turned on the TV and everything, and I could have exploded this whole complex. But I didn't smell it.
Oh, my gosh.
And my son came and smelt it from outside. And I'm here.
Yeah.
So I know he was around saving me.
Yeah.
So I do feel his presence.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of strange things that have happened in my place here, that pictures falling off the wall and things like that where they shouldn't have never fell because the wires are still on there and the hook is still on the wall and they just fell.
Yeah.
Picture of Padre Pio and
things. Wow. You know, your husband wrote up the whole story, you know, but it's super long.
Yeah, my husband don't even write.
It's very detailed.
He can't even put anything together, and I'm telling you. So this is a God-given gift that he got all around.
Yeah.
All around.
Well, what was his, like, what kind of line of work was he in before?
He was a New York City fireman.
Oh, he was a fireman. Okay. And that's weird that you had your house burned down. You know, it's kind of ironic, huh?
Yeah. I guess you might say so.
But he did save you. You're alive. And maybe it's a way for you know, sometimes miracles are backwards, you know, like you think, oh, it's something bad that happened, but maybe it happened for the greater good or for a different purpose sometimes.
Well, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, and I always feel like that in life. Everything happens for a reason, and what you pray for isn't always what you get because God knows best, and He knows what you need, not what you necessarily want.
Right. Because, like, we would all pray for win the lottery. We'd all pray to, whatever, be super healthy, but that's not the way life is.
I tell people, you don't pray for something like that. You know, pray for the world. We're in such bad shape.
Yeah.
That you have to pray for the world.
Yeah.
And our survival.
Right.
Because it's very, 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 very important today.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of bad things, wars and disasters and stuff like that, that we don't have control over. But yeah, that's something that we should be praying about, not getting rich, I guess. All right. Thanks a lot, Barbara.
All right, Dino. Listen, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Many blessings to you and your family.
Thank you, Barbara. Your story is truly inspiring. We have links in the description to Anthony's full story and a link to the Rosa Mystica House of Prayer where you can visit Anthony's car. Thank you for joining us on the Miracle Hotline podcast. If you have experienced a miracle or an extraordinary stroke of luck, don't hesitate to share your story by calling or texting us a voice memo at 412-446-0330 or visiting miraclehotline.com. Your message could be featured in an upcoming episode, or you may even have the opportunity to be interviewed. Sharing these miraculous stories is vital as they remind us of the presence of God or a higher power in our lives. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast to ensure you never miss an inspiring tale. Additionally, if you'd like to contribute to sponsor the show or advertise with us, please reach out. The Miracle Hotline podcast is made possible by the generous support of sponsors like Imagine Audio and Media, your one-stop destination for all audio and video production, voiceover, and media transfer needs. Thank you for considering supporting our podcast.